Welcome to Beside the Still Waters, a live radio ministry by Pastor Sammy Jechi, resident pastor of the Royal Temple, ICGC Awoshi. My dear friend, the Word of God.
Your time is coming. Come on, tell somebody. I'm excited about this morning. Tell somebody your time is coming, your time. Yeah. You see, you are too nice to your neighbor. You are too nice. You are too gentlemanly. You are ladyly. Yeah, I don't know whether there's a word called ladyly. Ladylike. Use the gun way. Well, tell me your time. Disturb somebody. Tell him. Scream to him, your time is up. Come on, give God some praise, some money. I know my time is up. When your time comes, unusual things happen to you at the right time. Are you hearing me? When they happen at the right time. They are very unusual, but they happen at the right time. Let me prophesy into somebody's life that God is about to visit you. You have had enough prayer. You have yet too much for too long. This is your time. Come on, scream amen 3 times. Give the Lord some glory. Hallelujah. I am getting ready to name more babies. I am getting ready to bless more marriages. I am getting ready to bless more churches, more buildings and churches. My God. I am getting ready to open new businesses. I am getting ready to look at you. Tell me your story. Listen, your breakthrough is just coming. Your testimony is going to change. You have never given any testimony before. Get ready. You are the next in line. Say amen. My God.
But I'm not to say ABCBO. I don't even know how to sing it. Amen.
Hallelujah. Listen.
That night, pity party is going to stop. You are not going to have that pity party. It's going to stop. Your pillow is going to receive new messages. You will go sleepless, not because you are thinking, it's because you are thanking God.
Did you hear what I said? Did you hear? I think somebody here must catch it. Somebody here, this message is for you. I feel it on this line. It's for you. You will go sleepless, not because you are thinking, not because you are having a pity party. It's because you are overwhelmed with God, what God has done. If you believe it, receive it. In the name of Jesus, the devil is a liar. Rise up from here. Tell yourself, I know it shall be well with me. Come on, tell yourself, I know it shall be well with me. Rise up from here. Your spirit. I didn't say get out of me, your spirit. Hallelujah. Listen, say it is well.
my God, I feel like preaching this morning. Can I preach to somebody today? Can I tell you something? Listen to me. The devil has no choice but to let go of you. Mato grande Zion. The devil is a liar. Oh my God. I feel the anointing here. I feel the presence of God is here. Matoka boyandaba. There's going to be a turning point. There's going to be a turning round. Whether the devil likes it or not, his name will be glorified. And what is about to happen to you, you see? It will become a discomfort to those who know you. But you see, the secret is they wouldn't have known how much prayer, how much belief, how much faith. You see, it's an investment. Invest prayer, faith, and belief, and good speech. I'm getting there. When your time comes, it becomes very, very difficult for those who have known you. Because you would have moved from the ordinary level and you would have jumped the mountain. And people will say, how did it happen? It happened because somebody believed in God. Walk on the path of success. I believe it. I wouldn't be surprised if by next year, we have four times this number of cars here. I'm telling you, I'm not joking. I feel it in my spirit. Amen. I wouldn't be surprised. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let me do it quickly. Let me do the speech quickly. It's also very important what you say. Amen. From today, control what you say. Because this tongue is too powerful. It can sway to the left or to the right. But you have to try hard to control it. Amen. Let's go to James chapter 3. We'll begin from verse 6. And you know what it is that I'm talking about. Hallelujah. And the tongue is a fire. Am I reading the right thing? A world of iniquity. Can you imagine? The tongue, this small tongue, is described as a world. The tongue is the world. Ha! Ha! The tongue alone is a universe. It's a planet within the universe. It's the world. Ha! The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body. Hey, the tongue. You never know somebody is void of wisdom until the person opens his mouth. So the Bible says you better keep quiet. Amen. There's some people, anywhere you go, you want to talk. Please keep quiet for me. At least when they look at your face and judge with your face is better. Amen. Good. Now, let's go. It divides the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by verse 7. Please take me there. Verse 7. Every kind of beast and bird of reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. Let's go. But no one can tame the tongue. The only way you can tame the tongue is to bite it. Even that it will talk. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Let's go to 9. 9, 9, 9. Good. With it we... Oh, come on, let's preach together. With it we... Hallelujah, I love that.
and Father. And with it we... I don't like that one. Amen. So with a tongue, we bless our God. And with the same tongue, we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Now verse 10, watch it, verse 10. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and curses. Which one would you like to be doing? Oh, clap for yourselves. I know some believers who would like to curse. Don't do it, because when they say it, it will come to pass. Oh, the issue is, you will account for that curse. So I prefer, don't curse. But when you do it, it will come to pass. I'm telling you. So don't, please. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Let's go. Verse 11. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Yes, what it's telling you is, choose your line and stick to that place. Choose to bless and stick to the blessing. Verse 12. Let's go. Verse 12. Good. Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives? Or grapevine bear figs? Ah, that's no spring yields both salt and water. Both salt water and fresh. Ah, listen to me. Everybody here, yield fresh water. From today, the Lord is restraining everybody by His word only to bless. Say, your mouth will only bless. Hallelujah. Bless even your enemies. Hallelujah. Bless. And speak good things into your life. Ah, you see, never say, oh, as for you, you are the money paying for. All right? Hey, boss, that's fine. You know, there's a word in the system that I don't like much. Boss. I told one friend of mine, when I call you, don't say boss, who I don't like. Oh, it just hurt me. I said, no, I don't like it. Hey, I don't have a problem with it. It's okay. Boss, what is boss? Amen. Listen, don't relegate that and give it to somebody. You are also a boss. Oh, come on. Is somebody here? From today, say, I am blessed. Come on, is somebody here? Can I talk to somebody? Say, I carry blessing. Tell your neighbor, I. Say, brother. Say, brother. If you're sitting with your wife, call your wife. Call. Say, sweetheart. Tell him, I carry blessing. Me. If you want blessing, come to me. Come on, is somebody here with me? If you don't open your mouth, I tell you, your blessing will not come. Out of you shall flow rivers of living. Come on, tell somebody, I carry blessing. Disturb somebody, disturb him. Don't be too lady, oh. Anna, I can see you are being a lady. Come on, tell him. Yes, sir! My God, this night I'll give you blessing. But you must give me something for me to give you the blessing. Hey, Joe! Tell him, you must give me something. Have you told her? Say, give me something and I'll give you the blessing. Hallelujah. Listen, tell you about the warning. Amen. Listen. Everybody carries blessing.
Stay tuned, but we'll be right back. back to Beside the Still Waters.
There is this principle here. It's called NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. Now, it says this. Neuro is a head. Linguistic, you know, is speech. And then you program, all right, that is setting yourself. Now, whatever you say consistently for a long time comes to pass. Are you hearing me? So if you are even in a sick state and you consistently say you are healed and you stick to it in spite of the pain, your healing will come to pass. You know something? I want to stretch it to another level. That is prophecy. Are you hearing me? This tongue is so powerful, said that even scientists have discovered that whatever you say, I mean, we have scientists here, you will agree with me. Whatever you say consistently affects your whole makeup. If you tell yourself, I am great, I'm telling you, you will be great. You tell that boy, Yamostaka. If you have that girl, you say, you are a great man. The baby will watch you, doesn't even understand. But you know what? The spirit is receiving that word. Tell him you are a great man. Great women don't do that. Great men don't do that. And within no time, they'll begin to behave like great men and great women. Let me tell you, when you speak these things, listen. It doesn't matter the experience of that child. Stick to it and know that the end story is that my son, my daughter will be great. You might not know how God is going to do it. When your children come to ask you for money, do they care about how you're going to get it? Daddy, daddy, they say... Then they leave it with you. They say, who has experience? I know many have experience. They say, and the teachers too are good. What they really want you to do, they will push the children to come to you. Daddy, my teacher will beat me now. They say, as for how you are going to get it, the child doesn't really mind. Are you hearing me? That is how we must behave with God. Listen. The end has been determined already. Oh, can I encourage somebody? Can I tell you that you will make it? Even though you are experiencing some negative wind, I can tell you that the time is coming that you will jump over that negative wind, you will jump over that contrary wind, and you will hit the top within no time. Can somebody give me a crazy scream? I am blessed. Say, I am blessed. Today we will pull the roof down. Let your voice hit the roof. And let the building know, even the building know you are blessed. Come on, say it. I am. Show me your hands. Just show me. All these hands are blessed. Can you look at the hand? Today, we are going to do something. Neuro-linguistic programming. Tell it. Watch the contours on your hand and tell those contours. We are walking on the path. May the Lord do it. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Give God some praise. I want you to go. Trust God. faith in Him, no matter the contrary wind. Always wake up and the first thing you will say is, I am blessed. The first thing you say is, I am healed. The first thing you say is, I thank you, I am promoted. Listen, promotion is coming. Promotion is coming. Promotion is coming. Doors are going to open. Miracles are going to happen. Things that will blow our minds. Trust Him. Have faith in Him. And every mountain will move. Give God the praise, somebody.
Thank you.
God says He will do it. He will do it. Amen. I don't want you to go bowing down your head again. Amen. I'm telling you, you are going to begin to sing different songs. Baba, waiting now, don't you? You bless me. My life makes a turn. Oh, what shall I regret? Unto the Lord, for all the good things you have done. That is the song you sing.
Baba, oh, waiting now, don't you? You bless me. My life,
that is the song you're about to sing.
Unto the Lord for all the good things you have.
Hey!
The miracles of you my way.
We hope you have been inspired and transformed by today's message. If you want to talk to God's servant or for copies of today's message and other messages by Pastor Sammy Jechi, please call 0243-323-414, 0243-323-414, or 057-462-9174. 057-462-9174. Until we meet beside the still waters, same time, same place, stay blessed. ICGC The Royal Temple, Awoshi, is located on the Chapel Hill off the Awoshi Highway, directly behind the Anyao Market.